name. Today is Friday. Oh, what a good God we serve. I am so excited about today. Bless his holy name. Thank him. Thank him. It is our custom to enter with thanksgiving. It is our custom to come into his courts with praise. This is what we are expected to do. Before we get our God to bless us, to lift us, to open doors for us, we must first of all thank him. So we have come again today to bless his holy name. We are intentional to give him glory. We are intentional to magnify his name. I don't want you to keep your mouth silent. I want you to make it loud like a trumpet before your God and begin to tell him how awesome he is, how magnificent, how mighty he is, how holy he is. Who can give you life? Where can you buy it? Where can you purchase it? Thank you for the gift of life you have given to me. I thank you for counting me amongst the living. I thank you, Jesus, for being on my side. I thank you for being the God that can rescue and can lift me. You are the God who is in the midst of my battles. You are there to champion for me. You are the one who is the referee. I will not die, Lord, in battle, Lord, without being rescued. You are my helper. You are my bulwarker. You are my game changer. You are the referee. You are my joy giver. You are the source of all joy. Lord, I bless you right now and I give you all the praise. The source of all my joy. I salute your majesty. You are the God who is full of wisdom. You are the God who is slow to anger. I love you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I thank you for who you are to me. You give me peace, Lord. You give me joy, Lord. You wipe my tears away. In you I live and move and have my being. I thank you, Lord, for my future. I thank you because it is glorious. It is full of victory. I am not defeated. I am not silenced. Oh God, I am not covered. The enemy cannot prosper over my life, Lord. Though, Lord, I go through all kinds of trials and tribulations, yet, oh God, Jesus, I am not brought down. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, Father, because you are with me all the way. I thank you because, oh God, in you I live and move and have my being. Blessed be your name, oh God. Thank you, my faithful God. Open your mouth where you are and begin to thank God one more time. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for your life. Thank him for your family. Thank him because there is a plan for your life. Give him praise that he has made it and he will bring it to pass for you. I give you praise, Lord Jesus. There is a plan for me. It is not over with me. It is not over. Roka pelanka taya dabahai. Rankete sikata labababa. I worship you, Father. I give you all the glory. I see your hand working more and mighty things in my life, moving the mountains for me. I thank you, Jesus, oh God. You have broken the gates of brass for me. You have cut the bars of iron for me. I thank you, Lord Jesus. You are my strength. You are my lifter. You bring me up, oh God, every time. You bring me higher, Lord, every time. You take me up, oh Lord Jesus. You plant my feet on a solid ground. I thank you, Father. In you I can make my boast. I make my boast in you. I know, Jesus, you are not a man to lie. What you say you will do is what you will do. And I say, Lord, thank you because I know, Lord, my blessing is sure to come. My blessing is now. My turn is now. My doors are open. There is a lift for me. There's a breakthrough coming, Lord. You will wipe my tears away. You will fix my mind right. I know, Lord Jesus, this is possible because with you all things are made possible. I give you glory, Master of the Universe. Blessed be your name, oh God. Blessed be your name, Master. Rekete kata kapalande katola bahai. Rambekete si kapalanda labai. Thank you, Father, for not giving up on me. Thank you, Father, for rescuing me, Lord Jesus. You brought me out of the miry clay. Jesus, I worship you. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. Every time, Lord, I see your goodness surrounding me. I see favor, Lord, around me. I thank you, Jesus, Lord, because I know again, Lord, my laughter is sure to come. My celebration time is now. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, I say again. Rejoice now, I say, and rejoice again. Again you will testify with your own mouth of the goodness of the Lord. Again you will bounce back bigger and better. He says rejoice, and again I say rejoice. This is not your end in the name of Jesus. You are not defeated. This is not your end in the name of Jesus. You are not finished. Rakabalande kete shikapalandala. Rembanka tosa kapai. Eka baranka chasekete. Why will you rejoice and why will you press on? It is because the Bible says to us in the book of Job chapter 14. He says, for there is hope for a tree. Verse 7. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again. It will sprout again. If a tree can have hope of sprouting back, how much more you, the one that God has called the apple of his eyes, how much more you, the God that has engraved you in the very palms of his hand, how much more you, the same God that gave life, gave you life. He says he has made and formed you in his very own image and likeness. How much more you, will he leave you to suffer? Will he leave you to be without help? Will he leave you to die a miserable death? No, the Bible says to us that there is hope for a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, it will shoot again, it will not cease, it will not end this way. Ikabalanda kataya. If this is the promise for a tree, how much more you? Rakata bahai. Worry not right now. Begin to bless the Lord, because you have hope again, you have life again, you will become rejoicing again. Rejoicing again is your portion. You will carry your seed again, you will get married again, you will do good with your life, you will profit. Every promise of God will come to pass. It is yea and amen. He says rejoice, and I say again rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord your God. Your end is not now. I want you to begin to enforce this word, because today is our enforcement prayer, that until it comes to pass, you will not give up in prayer. Until it comes to pass, you will not stop believing. Enforce it, that Father, I bounce back again. Father, I blaze on again. Father, I burn. I board again. In the name of Jesus, my end is not now. Though they stomp on me to die, but I will shoot out from the soil. I will break fruit again in the name of Jesus. My family will spread. My business will gain branches again. This is the word of the Lord, and I believe it with all of my heart. I am not dying. I am not finished. I am not buried. This is not my end. I come out from the ground again. Yes, things have gone wrong in your business. Things have gone wrong in your life. But this is not your end. Yes, the mistake happened. Yes, you were the one who was guilty. But God can make your life a wonder again. God can make you laugh again. You can become greater and bigger. There is hope for a tree that it be cut, it can bear fruit again. Your life will make sense again. Yes, you failed that exam. Yes, you have been struggling through life, but that is not your end. That is not the end of your story. As long as God says a tree can come back that it cuts down, how much more you, who he has given the breath of life. Open your mouth and enforce again. I go up again. I spread again. I live again. I fall in love again. I get married again. I become who God says I am. My end is not here. I am not finished. I enforce the word of the Lord into my life. I push every barrier, every limitation, every mountain, every doubt be broken. I will not be afraid of all the attacks of the enemy, because I know again my God is upon my side. He will bring me out with a mighty hand. He will deliver me out of the strands of that of darkness, out of the strings of darkness. He will break it now off my life. Every cage, every hold, every barrier, every chain be broken. I come out again. I blaze on again. I become who God says I am. I get into the job again. I produce great fruit again in the name of Jesus. My end is not now. I am not buried. I am not covered. Again, the Lord used me for signs and wonder. Again, I get all that God says is mine. Again, I build this company. Again, I get into business. Again, I go back to school. Again, I make an attempt again. Rakapolanda katala bankatala bakatala. Don't write yourself off. Don't write yourself off. Rambankata sekete zikata. There is hope for a tree. If it be cut down, it will there again bear fruit. He says, though its roots grow old in the earth and its stumps died in the soil, yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put out branches like a young plant. At the scent of water, you will bud again. At the scent of water, you will be fixed again. At the scent of the water, you will grow out again. Your end is not now. Come back alive. Shine again. Bounce back up again. Become unquenchable. Don't settle for less. This is not your end. Don't close your chapter. Don't say it's impossible to get married. Don't close your chapter. Don't put a mark upon your life. Don't put a limit upon your life. Don't put a wall upon your life. You may be 42, but who told you that is the end of your expression? You may be 51, who told you that that's the end of your life? You may be 30s. I don't know what age you are, but don't let age become your limitation. I don't care who left you on the altar. I don't care who jilted you. I don't care the man that walked out of your life. I don't care the friends that abandoned you. I don't care how your business went from good to bad and worse, but God says you can bounce back. At the scent of water, you will bud again. You will bear fruit again. You will grow out of the soil, even if they stomped at you, even if they buried your destiny, even if they mocked at you, even if they laughed at you, you will bounce back. Open your mouth and enforce it. This is the word of the Lord for me. I believe it, oh God. My life begin to make sense. Things begin to happen in the name of Jesus. I refuse to write off my life. I refuse to write off my chapter. I refuse to close my door. I refuse to cancel my victory. With my mouth, I make my confessions known. Again, I become who God says I am. I am whole. I am healed. I am strong again. Please do not be discouraged. Abande kata sakata bakatai rekete sakata bahai rakoto sikata da baba 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 rekete kete sakata ya lembrakata zekete kaba robokoto bakata bakata ba rende kete 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 rambakata kata kata balande regede begede begede. Don't let the pressure tell you you cannot make it. Lembrakate sikata la Rabbi. Don't let the economy speak over your life and cancel it and close it. Don't let the slowness of your business, don't let your health status tell you that this is your end. This is not your end. Rabondo sokotopa lande kataya ekabara kataba katabai libronko tosila baha. In the name of Jesus, labrankete zila baba baba rabada bada 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 rekete kete kete rababa baba 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 rekete sanda katoshi kata ramban kataba kataba raboko tosita balamba katayantele. In the name of Jesus, you are out and you are going up and becoming greater. In the name of Jesus, Sande Katola Bandakatai, Lambroko Tosikatai, though they surround you on every side, Ekabalankatai, but you will not be brought down, you will not be caged, you will not be removed. In the name of Jesus, you will cut them off. Though the battles are fierce and they surround you, this is not your end. In the name of Jesus, though they press on you on every side, I hear God says your end has not come. In the name of Jesus, Shada Baransketele Baha, Shande Kato Bokoto Shanda Balada, Rebete Kete Kete Sita Baha, Rambankata Sekete, Ekabalankata Bakataba, Ekaborokoto Sinda Kapalante Lebanatia Tabaha. In the name of Jesus, Shada Barabagada Bagada 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 Baha. In Jesus' name we are praying. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 8 says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Are you hearing me? You may be troubled on every side. You may be distressed on every side. You may be perplexed on every side. You may be in that predicament, but please do not despair. Why? Because God says again you will bud. Again you will bear fruit. Again there is hope. The sickness may be intense on every side, but don't cast down. But don't be cast down. But don't be forsaken. But don't think the Lord will allow this enemy to finish you. He says that you will again bounce back. You will again bear fruit. You will again spring forth. You will again become who he has destined. In the name of Jesus, you are troubled on every side, but don't be distressed. Don't give up. Kabaranka talabai. You are perplexed, but please do not be despair. You may be persecuted, but you are not forgotten. You are not forsaken. You are not abandoned. In the name of Jesus, you may be cast down, but you are not destroyed. This is the word of the Lord. You cannot be destroyed. You cannot be forsaken. You will not be in despair. You will not be distressed. No trouble will cause you to lose your hope, lose your faith, throw in the towel in the name of Jesus, because God is waiting for you on the other side. Again, you will bounce back. Again, you will come alive. Again, you will grow. Again, you will gain grounds. Again, you will look for joy. Again, with your mouth, you will testify. If they cast you down, you will not be destroyed. They casted your business down. They taught you all kinds of lies. They persecuted you. They abandoned you. They shamed you. Men left you halfway. Kalinga talabakataya. You lost business. You lost your money. But that is not your end. The Bible says to you, do not be despair. Rakata bakatalabaha. Lord. Do not be distressed. Rekete kalabaka. You will not be destroyed. Rekete kalabaka. You will not be forsaken. You will not be forgotten. Why? Because Lord God Almighty says to you that there is hope for a tree. Though it be cut down, it will sprout again. Again, you are coming up from the waters. Again, you are gaining strength. Again, you are coming alive. Again, you are spreading. Again, you will be fixed. Again, you will be settled. Again, you'll be great. Again, you will have money in your bank accounts. Again, customers are coming. Again, you will be in love. This thing that is happening to you will not consume you. This burden will not carry you away. Your heart will find peace again. You will be restored again in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree and declare, again, my family is settled. Again, my business flourish. Again, I am beautiful. Again, I come to honor. Again, I am lifted. Again, I will rejoice. Again, I will travel. Again, my business will bounce back. Open your mouth and decree and declare the word of the Lord again. Rambankata zeketela. Rambankata sikatalaba. I come back to life. Lebrankataya. No minding what the doctor report says. I am healed of sickness and diseases. Rakata balanda labahai. He says to me, I am the head and not the tail. I know fully well I am the head. Though my business may be slow, though life may be under, making me feel like I'm under, but I am the head and not the tail. Again, I come up high. Again, I bounce back up in the name of Jesus. Rakata balandaya. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy is coming to your home. Joy is coming to your life. Joy is coming for your marriage. Joy is coming for your business. Don't give up. Don't throw the towel. Lembrankata labahai. Don't forsake God. Lambankata lakata. Do not be despair. Do not be distressed. Don't say it is my end, because it is not the end of you. Redebandakata. Oh Lord, bring me up again. Oh Lord, cause my head to swim again from this water of life. Ekabalandakai. Oh Lord, let my heavens be open. Oh Lord, give me fruit. Akalinda kataya. Let there be harvest, oh God, for me. Let there be rejoicing in my camp. My family, somebody is saying, we have not rejoiced in a long time. Not even a bag of rice have we bought. But God is saying, your storehouse will again be full. Your storehouse will again be full. There will be wine. There will be grape. There will be increase in abundance. In the name of Jesus. Leka balankataya dabai. Rekete katola bankataya. Rekete kete kete labanda. Robokoto sikata labababababa. Rekete kete kete kabai. Rambokoto shida bakatai. Lemene gedebegedebeha. Rekete kete satanaba. The Lord will open doors for you. The Lord will give you laughter. The Lord will settle you as he has promised. Rakata balakatai. Weep no more. Again, I say to you, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord again. I say rejoice. Your end is not now. Rakata bakatai. You will not die like others in your bloodline. You will live. Do not be afraid, thus saith the Lord. Rakata balakatalabai. Though people die, though they have been eaten, devoured by powers of darkness, that will not be your portion. You will live and not die. Rakata bakataya. You are feeling weakness in your body, but God is saying to you that right now strength has come in the place of weakness. Rakata balai. I want you to open your mouth and decree it. I want you to declare it. This is the word of the Lord. Enforce it in righteousness. Enforce it in your home. Enforce it in your family. Indaka balankataya. Rakato bekata labaha. Rembekato sikata lababa. The word of the Lord is power. The word of the Lord is life. It is breaking things now. It is changing stories for you. It is removing you out of the back, bringing you to the front. Lakabalakataya, lakabakataya, lakabakataya, lebronkotosila bakataya, eh, la ba 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 ba, reketeketekataya. In Jesus' name we are praying. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. If you waver, if you doubt God, you will not be able to hold fast the profession of your faith. You will not be able to hold fast the promise that he has given. Do not doubt God for a second. Do not doubt God for a minute. He is not a man to lie. Though it tarries, wait. Wait for him. Kalambankataya. Wait for your change to come. Wait for the kinsman redeemer. What he says he will do, that is what he will do. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised. He is faithful that has promised. The word that promised will lift you, will lift you. Hold fast to the faith. Hold fast to the profession of your faith. Say, I hold fast to my profession of my faith. I hold fast to the promise of God. Without doubting, without wavering, without failing, he that promised will be faithful to do that which he has said. He will bring it to pass for me in the name of Jesus. The word profession in the Greek word means homologia. Homologia means you becoming one. Becoming one with what you are saying. It means confessing something and becoming one with it. It now becomes who you are. If God is saying, I'm making you the head, you are confessing it and becoming one with being the head and not the tail. Homologia means that I have now become the same kind as what God is saying. It is now my reality. If you pinch me, if you wake me up in the dead of the night, I repeat that same thing. I don't change who I see I am. I am blessed, I am blessed. Predicaments and circumstances do not redefine me. Homologia. Today, I'm going to open your eyes to why you must hold fast to your faith. Because you need to be one with what you are saying. Don't just say it and not be one with it. Don't just say it and tomorrow there's a press and there's a struggle and you say, I'm no longer what I say I am. No. It says, though you are pressed on every side, though there is trouble on every side, though you are perplexed, yet you are not in despair, yet you are not distressed, yet you are not brought down. You are not destroyed. Why? Because you are holding fast to the faith. You are confessing that word of God. I want somebody to catch it. You are holding fast to the faith. It is a profession, a confession that this is who I am. And as I keep saying who I am, oh my God, and as I keep believing who I am, it becomes my reality in the name of Jesus. It is only when you have lost your mind or you never knew that is who you are, when they call your name, you will not answer. But we are taught from childhood to respond when our names are called. Why? It is an identity being transferred to us. You are transferred in. That's what you see. You are taught. Every every time your mommy and your daddy mentioned your name, they were formulating it into your subconscious. You are no longer in doubt that that is your name. Where you come from, they have so enshrined it in you that you're no longer in doubt if you're from the east or west or where the north. They have so enshrined it into you. Now, we are trying to teach you, I am trying to teach you that this is who you are in Christ Jesus. You need to be taught who you are in Christ Jesus. You need to come to the knowledge of who you are. If God is saying that I am blessing you, you need to come to terms that you are blessed. So having this life of God has to be taught, or else you will not know. The reason we are here praying and forcing these things in prayer is that we are reminding ourselves of who we are. A lion will beget a lion. The word of God is what is yours. It is who you are. Every letter written, it is for you to go back and profess and confess it without wavering, without doubting. You are the king's daughter. A thousand cattle is on the hill and it belongs to God, it belongs to you. He says, for the gold and silver is mine, saith the Lord. We are teaching you your true self. Homologia is that you are confessing and professing without doubt, this is who I am. Hallelujah. Repeatedly, you are saying it. When the pressures and the burdens come, you are repeating who you are. Oh my God. You are confessing who you are. You are getting into it as one. You cannot be powerless. You cannot be an empty chatterbox. And this, but you don't believe it. You cannot be that. We are trying to bring this conviction into you that will drive you deep. That you know it is who I am. It is who I am. You can't take my name from me. You can't take my identity from me. It is enshrined deep down in my heart. Hallelujah. Whether situations come, whether you wake me up in the morning, wake me up in the night, I repeat who I am in Christ Jesus. Somebody is going to open their mouth now and begin to decree and declare and begin to confess and profess without wavering, without wavering, without wavering, with faith so strong. Who you are, what God has said is your own, what God has called you to be, the blessing he has said over your family, your life. I want you to begin to confess it. I don't know what God has said over your life specifically, but I can tell you for sure he has called you blessed. He has called you lifted. He has called you the head and not the tail. He has called you the reigning one. He has called you the princess. He has called you the apple of his eye. He has said that you are healed from every infirmity and sickness. I want you to begin to confess these words. Rabankata se kapalanda kapaya. Rekete kete kato belanta laba. Rebekete shikata balande kata labahai. Rekete kata laba katai. Hika balo koto. Ibaras kata balanda kayata. Rebege de bege de bege de bege de bege de bege de shanda labra katai. I want you to speak the word of the Lord with so much boldness. Rakapalankata labai. Without fear, without wavering, without doubting. La banca te shikatai. Rekete kata balande. Rekete kata la bakata la bakatai. Rekete shikatai abai. Rambakata shikatai. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You are safe in the Lord. This is what he says. Rakata bakatai. He becomes your refuge and your fortress. You can trust in him. La brankata shikatai. He says he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, rakatobe lakayai, and from the noisome pestilence, labrakataya. Don't be afraid of the dream you had in the night; it will not become your reality. Lambrakatasikaya. They say in your bloodline that women don't go far, but I'm telling you something different. When you abide under the shadow of the Almighty God, you will be saved. You will be delivered from the snare of the fowler. You will be delivered from the noisome pestilence. You will be delivered from the curses and the enchantment. I want you to decree and declare the word of the Lord. Rakata zila balo Kotolabai. He will cover me with his feathers. Eka limbran katayai. Eka baran kataya. And under his wings shall I trust. Lembron kotoshi katayabai. Lembron kotoshi labai. He is my shield and my buckler. Rakata lakata lakata lakatai. I will not be afraid of terror by night or terror by day. Lamban kate limbran katalabai. Robo kotoshi katalabababa. Rekete kete kete kete. Robande katalibro kotoshi katalabai. Rabakatalabai. I will not be afraid of the destruction of the waste nude. La bankata libra kataya. Eh, kanabalabalagadai. He says, though 1,000 shall fall by my side, though 10,000 by my right hand side, they will not come near me. They will not come near my household. They will not come near my children. Why are you afraid? Decree the word of the Lord without fear, without fear, without wavering. Rakata bakata lakatai. Sikaluba rakataya dabakai. No disease, no pestilence, no wickedness will come near you. No darkness will come near your household. Why are you afraid? Randa katalabai. He says, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Rakataba lakatai. I will settle you. I will prosper you. Reketekatai. Wherever the soles of your feet shall tread upon, that I give to you as your inheritance. Decree the word of the Lord. La bankete shikatalabai. Ebarankatalabai. Only with your eyes will behold the reward of the wicked. Don't be afraid of the wickedness around you. They say witches are devouring members of your household. They are coming. This is an attack. He says, do not be afraid. Rakatalabai. With your own eyes you will behold the end of the wicked. Lagadalagadagadabai. Rakatalabakatai. They plotted against you and your household. They plotted against you. They disguised and said this will be your end. They associated and joined hands together. Don't be afraid. Rakatobe lankatai. Thus decree and declare, come in oneness with the word of the Lord. Without wavering of faith or doubting the word of the Lord, my enemies will go down as I rise. Rakabolandakatai. I will see the end of the wicked. The wicked will not see my end. I will see the end of the wicked. The wicked will not see my end. Because the Lord is my refuge. The Most High I have made my habitation. No evil will befall me. No plague will come near my dwelling. Because he says he has given angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Angels all around me. Angels surrounding me. Angels in my workplace. Angels over my children. Rakope laka lakatai. Rakope lakatai lakatai. Rekete kete kete. They will bear me up. I will not dash my foot against the stone. Labankatai. I will tread upon lions and adder. I will tread upon lions and snakes and scorpions. Ekalanda katalabagai. Under my feet, oh God. Hey, la brankete shilabai. Rakata bakata 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 bakata. Hey, barankatai. With long life will he satisfy you. Don't be afraid. Kali brankataya. You are living. You are not dying this year. You are not dying according to the money calendar. You are not dying according to somebody's desire. Rakoto belakaya dabai. Rakata bakata bakatai. Le brankoto shikata balandaya. Open your mouth and pray. The Lord is your shepherd. You will not want. He will make you lie in green pastures. He will lead you beside still waters. He will lead you beside still streams. Open your mouth. You will not want for bread. You will not want for anything. Enforce it now. Profess it and confess it. Be it unto me according to your word, Lord. I break out and I come out alive again. faith. Again, I become who God says I am. I don't care what the situation has been around my life, but my end is not now. I bounce back. He says, you will bless your basket and your storehouse. Deuteronomy 28. He says, he will bless the fruit of your body. That means your children. And also the fruit of your ground, your produce. He will bless the fruit of your cattle. He will increase your needing. He will increase your business. He will increase your finance. The God that keeps watch over Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. Who told you God is sleeping over your life? Enforce it, oh God. Press in, press on. Decree and declare it. Remove the obstacle that is telling you otherwise. Remove the doubts, the limitation, the barriers, every negative mindset. I pull you down now. He will not allow your enemies to rise above you, to smitten you. He will establish you in all of your ways. He will establish you. This is the word of the Lord. Decree, declare, decree, declare. I know your faith has been shaken. I know situation have been tough, but you cannot come out with disgrace. You will not come out with sadness. You will not come out empty-handed. You will not come out empty-handed. You will not come out empty-handed. Don't give up on God. You will pray the more. You will pray the more. You will press in. The word of the Lord is yea and amen. He will make sure he performs the very word which he has sent. For the purpose he sent it for. He says he will open the doors of heaven, the good treasures of heaven, and give you rain upon your land in season and out of season. He will bless the works of your hand. Open your mouth and say, my hands are blessed. The works of my hands are blessed. I am a lender, not a borrower. I am not a slave. I am a lender, not a borrower. Oh Lord, bless the works of my hand as you have promised. I decree now, I declare that, Lord, my business is blessed. My business multiplied. My business yield. In the name of Jesus, no more suffering. No more drought in my family. I cause that now in the name of Jesus. I come out of stagnation. I come out of bitterness. Somebody is so embittered. God says you are so embittered. Oh my God. You are so embittered. Something has vexed you. Someone has vexed you. But your blessing cannot lie in anger. Your blessing will not lie in bitterness. Lose it now and let it go. Because God is about to bless you in no man's way. Kali brankataya. The kind of blessing God is about to bless you, man cannot bless you that way. Don't limit yourself with anger. Don't let it become the reason why you will not enter your next level. Now in the name of Jesus, I speak over that heart that is troubled. I speak over that heart that is embittered. Let the Lord heal you of this now in the name of Jesus. Let this anger lose you now. Let it lose you now. Let this anger lose you now. Let the Lord open your eyes to see your blessing. Let the Lord open your eyes to forgiveness and love. It will cost you sickness if you don't let it loose. Every scare of cancer, I cut you now from your roots. I uproot you now. Every cancer scare, you are healed completely. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I decree and declare over you, you are healed. You will not be cursed. You will not die prematurely. This blessing shall come upon you and your storehouse. This blessing will come upon you and your children. This blessing will come upon you in the name of Jesus. This is your portion. You are blessed on all sides. Somebody decree it. Somebody declare it. Profess it and confess it. I am blessed on all sides. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the field. I am blessed when I go and when I come in. My family is blessed. My business is blessed. I, as a person, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. My children are blessed. My marriage is blessed. My siblings are blessed. Only good will I see with my eyes. Only good will I see with my eyes. Only good will I handle in my hands. I step into well-prepared garden. Please decree and declare the word of the Lord. Confess it and profess it. He says, hold fast, hold fast, hold fast to the confession of your faith, to the profession of your faith. I will get married, I will stay married. I will get married, I will stay married. I will get married, I will stay married. All the finance I need, somebody is preparing for a journey. God says all you need will come. All you need for this will come. All you need for this will come. I open unto you the storehouse, the treasures. Let money meet money in your hand. Let money meet money in your hand. Let money meet money in your hand. Don't give up. I want you to pray with all of your heart. You are too distracted. Pray. Somebody's finance is about to come. Money is about to enter into somebody's hand. I see it coming. You will not miss your blessing in the name of Jesus. You will not miss your time of visitation. You will not miss this one in the name of Jesus. Let it land over you now. Let it land over you now. Let it land over you now. You have been waiting for this payment. Let it come now. Let it come now. Let it come now. Let this job enter your hand now. It is done in the name of Jesus. The Lord said to your husband, the Lord said to your husband, no disgrace will come to you. I avert this disgrace. I avert this disgrace in the name of Jesus. Somebody is before a brick wall. Now let this wall fall. Let this wall fall. Let this brick wall fall. It will not become a barrier to your entry. It will not become a barrier to your entry. You will enter this new level. I see you. Rambam Katalabai. I lift your name, Mary James. Before the Lord right now. The Lord is highlighting you, Mary James. Rangabalabala. This wall standing on your way. This barrier now. I shatter it in the name of Jesus. Whatever it represents, it will not stop you. It will not stop you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Mary James, I give you a chance. Just tell me what is going on. Unmute yourself. Tell me. The Lord is highlighting your name, Mary James. Are you with us?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to say what is going on. Say what is going on now.
I'm too with debt.
Eh?
The issue is bringing shame. Like, I have an issue with debt.
Debt.
I want to clear that business is not coming for me to clear it.
Yes. In the name of Jesus, right now, every debt is canceled before disgrace will come. Before disgrace will come, the Lord show you mercy and cancel this debt now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord cancel this debt now. In Jesus' name, Esther Shaw, the Lord is speaking to you. The Lord says, wipe your tears. I will settle you in the name of Jesus. You have been waiting, but God says, I will settle you in the name of Jesus. I will settle you. I will settle you. I will settle you in the name of Jesus. Esther Hanshaw, the Lord is speaking to you. He says, I will settle you. Your waiting is over. Your waiting is over. Your waiting is over. Wipe your tears, I come. Your waiting is over. I decree congratulations. I announce congratulations. Your waiting is over in the name of Jesus. That is for you, Esther Shaw. Every single in the house right now, lift up your hands where you are. Everyone who is single, Labanda Koto Zikata Labakata, let the Lord settle you in the name of Jesus. Rabanda Kata Labakata Labakata. Every single in the house, open your mouth and decree, I am settled. I am married. I am settled. I am married. In Jesus' name we are praying.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Everyone who is experiencing one form of financial debt and hardship, I want you to lift up your hands where you are right now. Let every debt be canceled. Every embarrassment with the creditors now. The Lord come to you and the Lord bless your storehouse. The Lord bless your business. In the name of Jesus, receive money now. Receive insight now. Receive written invention. Receive the help you need. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want to pray for anyone who is going through any form of medical condition. I don't want to know what the doctors say. But in the name that is above all names, Jesus, I begin to pray over your health now. That sickness will not ravage your body. You will not be bound by infirmity in the name of Jesus. You will not be bound by infirmity in the name of Jesus. No matter the years of this now, the Lord heal you and make you whole. By his stripes you are made whole. The Lord heal you and make you whole from every sickness and disease. The Lord heal you and make you whole. In the name of Jesus. I just saw, as I was praying, Uyi, I just saw, I'm canceling delay over your life now. Rakata bakatai. I just saw a bright light shine, just like a can or an aluminium that light shines on. I just saw light shining on you right now. Let every delay come to an end in the name of Jesus. Let every delay cease now in the name of Jesus. The delay is over. The delay is over. The delay is over. In the name of Jesus. La brancatosa la bagada bagada baha. Rakatabai. I want you to open your mouth and say, Father, do not pass me by. Touch me and my household. Touch me and my finance. Touch me and my business. La brancata la. Be it unto me according to your word. Let your word be performed in my life. Let your word come to pass for me. Rakapalakatabalakatabalakate. La brancata ni brakatai. Bring it to pass as you have said. I believe your word. I believe my turn is now. I believe my time has come. I believe my answer has come forth. Let there be a breaking of a new day. Let there be an announcement. Let there be celebration in my camp. Let there be overflow. Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. Let there be increase upon increase. Lord, turn this tide of battle in my favor. Turn it in my favor. Turn this tide of battle in my favor. Turn this tide of battle in my favor. Turn this tide of battle in my favor. Rakabalangadaya. Let it be turned in my favor. I will not be covered. I will not be swallowed. I will not be stopped in the name of Jesus. The enemies that are coming against me, Lord, they will flee in several directions. They will flee in several directions. They will flee in several directions. No more cancellation. Rakatabalai. No more rejection. Reketekete. Somebody somebody, that door that has been closed be open. No more rejection. No more cancellation. No more rejection. No more cancellation. In the name of Jesus, every shut door be open. Now, let every shut door be open. 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 Approval I hear. Approval is yours. Approval is now. Approval has come. Approval has come. In the name that guarantees results, Jesus. Now receive it. Now receive it. Now receive it. Now receive it. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is lifting up somebody. To prominence. He's making an announcement come for somebody. Take your decoration. Take your celebration. Take your decoration. Take your celebration. It's coming now. It is coming now. It has entered into your household. In the name of Jesus. Seasons change. A season has just changed for somebody. Season has just changed for somebody. Season has just changed for someone. Your season has just changed. I want you to decree it. My season has changed. It has changed from bad to good, from good to better. In the name of Jesus, my season has changed from bad to good, from good to better. Hey, it is now a fruitful season. Hey, it is now a celebration season. Hey, victory season. Fruitful season, fruitful season, fruitful season, fruitful season, fruitful season. In the name of Jesus, labango labalanga daya dabai, rabanda gadai, rabanga dayai, regedebegedebegedebegedebe. Weep no more, dry your tears. Your season has changed to the glory of the Lord. Rakabalanga dai, my season has changed. No more eating from hand to mouth. My season has changed to abundance. No more eating from hand to mouth. My season has changed to abundance. This struggle is over. This backwardness has come to an end. Every shut door be open. Favor upon favor. Good news upon good news. Speed. Helpers of life and destiny, they come to you. Now you attract good things. I remove the cloth of stagnation. I remove the cloth of disfavor from your life in the name of Jesus. Hey, this is a song God is dropping in my heart for somebody. He says, because he lives, you will face tomorrow. That's for somebody. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he holds my future, my life is worth living just because he lives. Somebody, that is your song. Because he lives, you will face tomorrow. Don't give up. Because Jesus lives, all your fear are gone. And because I know he holds your future, and life is worth living just because he lives. You will testify to this prayers today in the name of Jesus. I say you will testify to this prayers in the name of Jesus. You will testify to this prayers in the name of Jesus. You will testify of the goodness, of the glory, of the greatness of God today in the name of Jesus. favors. God will show you favor. God will show you mercy. God will show you honor. God will bring you out. In Jesus' name we are praying. Open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to appreciate God for answers. Open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. He has done what no man can do. He has done what nobody can do. He has done what no one can do. He has done it again and again for you. He has come for you. He has honored you. He has lived. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we worship your majesty. We thank you, most high God. Hey, the one that does for us what no man can do. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. I soak and cover your life, your destiny with the blood of Jesus. I soak and cover your family, your business, your property with the blood of Jesus. You're going out, you're coming in with the blood of Jesus. No evil will befall you. Wickedness will not succeed. Wickedness will not prosper against you and your family. In the name of Jesus, with your eyes you will see the salvation of the Lord. With your own eyes you will see the end of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I decree your blessing. I declare your blessing. I decree your blessing. I declare your blessing. And I announce it is now. In the name of Jesus, I announce it has come now. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining in today's enforcement prayer. You will see the results in the name of Jesus. Our God is not a liar. He has never failed. He will not begin with you. Do not doubt. Do not waver. Do not lose the confession and the profession of your faith. You will testify in Jesus' name. I wish you a beautiful rest of the day and a lovely weekend. Have some rest while you keep confessing and decreeing the word of the Lord. You will testify in Jesus' name. I love you all. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. I love you all. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. Bye-bye.